Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here with Robbie Thomas on this segment of Cup of Joe, the 19-year-old, 20 games in coming up here. How are you feeling? How's the adjustment been? And what are your general thoughts about the first, I guess, quarter of the season so far?
Yeah, I think the whole adjustment period's been pretty good. I'm starting to feel really good out there. Just trying to still score the first one. Had a ton of chances and kind of laughing about it. I don't think I've ever missed as many chances as I have. So just keep it light and keep going forward.
Well, I mean, you're right. The chances are there. The speed's there. You know, we were up in the press box the other day and we're talking about your speed. Craig Berube talked about you the other day. He said your speed to the neutral zone is there. You're getting your chances. I mean, that's got to be a good sign though, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing you work towards, is getting those chances. And, if you prepare, focusing on getting those chances and not on the outcome, then you'll just continue to have them and keep having success. So obviously we need to start contributing, and I need to start scoring. But, it's a good thing you're getting those chances. You just got to keep going.
I think your game's improved little by little as you've gone along. You've been really fun to watch up top. And you're not doing it alone. People are helping you out. What player in particular has kind of grabbed you under their wing, is really kind of helping you, showing the ropes on and off the ice?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of good leaders in here. O'Reilly's been great to me after practice, and always talking to me. Same with Bozy and Schenner. There's been a lot of really good leaders that have helped me get to this point and will continue to help me moving forward. And I couldn't give you one guy. There's been a lot of guys that have been really helping me out.
That's awesome. If you knew then what you know now at the beginning of this season, basically 20 games in, how would you approach the season any differently, if you were to approach it any differently?
I don't think I would at all. I was really prepared coming in. I battled an ankle injury all summer, so that kind of set me back a little bit. I think I prepared really well, came in confident and hungry. It's hard to adjust at first, and everyone goes through those little bit of times at the start, and then you get a little mental reset, and then came back, and I've been flying ever since.
Moments make you stronger indeed, Robert. What about off the ice? What's been the biggest difference between junior hockey and pro hockey, beside the paycheck? You can't see the paycheck, because that's the biggest change, I'm sure.
I'd say the biggest thing is how prepared and how much you have to take care of your body. After junior practice, you're usually going out for lunch, and then like a Buffalo Wild Wings for dinner. You're always just having fun around the guys and not really focusing too much on what you put in your body. But I think here, you look at it, we have breakfast and lunch here, and you can just tell the way everyone prepares, the way they eat, the way they treat their bodies, before stretching, working out, after, getting a little massage, stretching, sauna, steam room, hot tub, cold tub. Yeah. The list goes on and on. So I think that's the biggest thing.
So Buffalo Wild Wings, and now you're eating at the Capitol Grill. That's a pretty big difference. Well, speaking of change, a couple more things here. Craig Berube just gets named the new interim head coach here as Mike Yeo gets relieved of his duties. What stands out about Coach Berube's approach or his attitude that really jumps out at you?
Yeah, Chief, since he's been the forward coach, we've got to know him a lot, and he's always been there, showing you clips, what to work on, what you're doing well, what you need to do better. He's a big believer in, communication. He's always talking to you. Before practice, he grabbed me, started talking to me a bit about, stuff I'm doing well and a couple of things he wants me to improve on. So I think he's a big communicator. He'll tell you straight up how it is, and that's the way he rolls.
I was talking to some of the guys about this Thanksgiving. I know you're Canadian. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving here?
Yeah, we usually have Thanksgiving. I think it's a little bit before the American Thanksgiving, but I think Steiner's having a bunch of the younger guys over that don't really have families here, and it'll be a good one.
That's awesome. Well, Steiner, the leader, bringing you in for Thanksgiving, that's a heck of a guy right there. Robert, thanks for your time. Best of luck to you this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.